You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
We are back. BetQL Daily, presented by Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth here on a Friday as we get you set for a big weekend in football, college football tonight, tomorrow, and of course, a gigantic week two Sunday in the NFL and into Monday. So we'll get to we have some big games that we haven't broken down yet. We'll get to that. The Survivor plays, and we got to figure out how Joe and Paul are finalizing their contest picks. That's coming up in about 20 minutes before our final plays for this weekend. But first, Aaron Hawksworth, you got to take us off the board here.
It's time for Aaron Hawksworth to take us off the board on BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Well, recently, Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson said, "It is not about me and Patrick Mahomes." But is it? Because Lamar Jackson is 0 for 3 against Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs in his career. He is 30-5 against everybody else. So, Joe G, this brings us to the first game on the board for line them up, Chiefs at Ravens. Is this the game Lamar finally beats Mahomes, or might we see this trend continue?
Yeah, we might see the trend continue. Look, there's no sure bet in terms of wins and losses than Patrick Mahomes in September, 11-0 now, 35 touchdowns, zero interceptions. I do think, and my dog Dina was just barking in our last break. People, you know, we could hear her. And whenever she barks, it means she likes the dog. And I knew we were starting with this game. I do think the Ravens are dangerous here when getting the points at home. You know, you look at the Chiefs, and if you go back to the start of last year, I believe it's now 8-11 they are against the spread. The Kansas City Chiefs don't cover spreads. They win. They win almost every game. But they don't cover spreads the way I think we kind of in our minds thought of them 2 years ago when they just blitzed the league. The Ravens and the points here, I think, is a smart play.
Ooh, big trust. Lamar Jackson in the flesh. Of course it's about Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes, right? I mean, that's it. And of course. The Ravens are in a tough spot, but they're in desperation mode. This is the storyline everybody's going to be talking about on Monday morning. Not only what happened in Sunday Night Football, let's line them up. All of the 0-2 teams, you, according to history, even though we have an expanded format now, have an 11% chance of making the playoffs. So which of these teams still has a chance of making the playoffs? That's what we're all going to be talking about. Baltimore can't be one of those teams on that 0-2 list. Fascinating. This week, to no one's surprise, the line moves, goes from 2.5 through the key number of 3 to 3.5. And it seems like they're sticking at 3.5. As of Thursday afternoon, the Westgate said the ticket rate on Chiefs bets to Ravens bets is 35-1. For every Ravens bet, there's 35 Chiefs bets. That's how public they are. 95%. And what do you think when we get to Sunday night, all those moneyline parlays, all the teasers, all the against the spread parlays are going to be tied to the last leg. Jeez. The ones that are alive are going to be tied to the Kansas City Chiefs. Boy, am I talking myself into Baltimore?
You are. Here's the thing that I don't think the Ravens, as they're built right now, with all the injuries they have on defense, with Peters and the issues they have, I don't think they're going to slow down and stop Patrick Mahomes. I mean, they couldn't really stop Derek Carr for some parts of that game on Monday. But can the Chiefs stop the Ravens' offense? That's really what where this comes down to. I mean, the Browns last week led the NFL in yards per play. Joe, you mentioned that this week. The Ravens' offense, we don't think of it as explosive, but it's in a little bit of the mold of the Browns. That's different, right? They run it with Lamar, not two great backs, but they run it. Can the Chiefs stop Lamar Jackson and the Ravens' running game, regardless of who the running back is next to him? I don't know. I think the Ravens are going to run the football with Lamar and move the ball.
You willing to go against Reed and Mahomes in September, though? With a short number this time.
Well, you're right. And last week it was a bigger number. It finished at what, 5.5? The Browns. But yeah. It's a while now. The Chiefs aren't a cover team. They're not as much as we think of them as. They're a great team. They're not a cover team.
So why are they so hard for us to bet against? Because we're expecting it to turn around next time. Yeah.
Well, yeah. And also, if they don't start slow in some of these games, they probably blow these teams out. But they do tend to start slow.
Yep. Agree. Ravens first half?
I like the Ravens.
Maybe Ravens first half.
Ooh. Get off to a good start before Mahomes gets going.
You would think. You would think.
Could be the play. Where are we going next? Cowboys-Chargers?
Cowboys-Chargers. Mm-hmm.
The game of the weekend?
Yeah. Which one are you looking forward to more?
Cowboys-Chargers.
Yeah, I think so. We might have a blowout on Sunday night.
Yeah, more entertaining. Plus the two quarterbacks here in this game. I mean, it's just, I don't know how either of these teams stop each other. It's... And now DeMarcus Lawrence. All right, let's throw that into the mix, right? DeMarcus Lawrence, we know he's out. He's going to be out a while here. I know, Joe, you and Paul, both early in the week, were on the Cowboys here, getting points maybe to win it outright. How much does a Lawrence injury change things? Because I look at what happened last week, and really, Washington didn't get close to stopping Justin Herbert. They had 5 drop passes, and he still put up a bunch of numbers. And now they're at home, and now the Cowboys, without that pass rush, with their only great pass rusher coming in, I don't know how they slow down Justin Herbert and the Chargers offense.
Well, it's not just Lawrence. It's also Lyle Collins suspended. And we've got a Bosa on the other side. That's not a lot of fun with a backup starting tackle. Cowboys 5-0 against the spread going back to the end of last year, the last 5 games. Now, Dak wasn't on the field for all of those, of course. But his last 4 full games, he's averaging 457 yards, and he has 14 total touchdowns. The Chargers' offensive line, so impressive, and now you're missing your best pass rusher. The line movement makes sense for it to cut through that key number of 3. Slater did not allow a pressure last week. Rookie tackle didn't play last year for Northwestern. He was one of those opt-outs. 0 pressures allowed. Why would that change? I mean, and of course, Lindsley is a starting center. He was an all-pro when he was with Green Bay. So I'm backing away. It's going to be fun to watch. I'm going to find ways to bet it with player props and taking a look at the total and the live total. That'll be fascinating. But as far as picking a side, I've got to back away now.
Yeah, I liked the Chargers before the number went up. I thought at 2.5, the Chargers were the right side. But now at 3.5, it's tricky. Tricky line.
And Justin Herbert, he just... football team's defense last week, delivering with 337 yards passing and a TD. I mean, the Cowboys defense was ranked 26th on third down. I think he's going to have his way with them.
By the way, the Cowboys are a public dog this week so far. Now, maybe some of that information changes things as we get to Sunday, but the public is saying, I remember what Dak did in prime time against the Bucs 1.5 weeks ago, and they've got the extra rest. He looks terrific, and maybe they're not paying attention to what's happening with these lines, right? I mean, the offensive and the pressure on the defensive side. So, the more and more I talk about it, I want nothing to do with the Cowboys.
Yeah, and the bottom line is, and you mentioned how many yards Dak has thrown for his last 5 or 6 games, the Cowboys generally lose those games. Like, he puts up these numbers, he moves the football, and they lose. Yeah. They're losing all these football games. All right, let's get to one. Joe, I think you said earlier, maybe it was off the air, that maybe your mind has changed a little bit on this. This is a fascinating game. How about the Raiders heading to Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers? Okay, 5.5 was the number. Raiders getting 5.8. Did it move? Are we at 6 now? Where are we with this?
We did get 6 in the contest when that closed yesterday, but a lot of sports books, it's been bouncing back and forth between 5.5 and 6. Okay. So I'm on the Raiders. I made that clear yesterday. I don't know if Paul's going to agree with me, but I understand why so many people are betting on the Steelers. One, they were impressive against the Bills, a Super Bowl contender in week one. Just impressive in the sense that they won the game on the road. Tough spot for them. But they got the job done, even though they didn't look great on offense, and there was a special teams touchdown, and that's part of the reason I'm not going to lay it with 5.5 in Pittsburgh. Tough place to play at Heinz Field. I get that. The best weapon for the Raiders, Darren Waller, right? All over the field on Monday night. Minkah Fitzpatrick. Have fun. That's not a great matchup if you're the Raiders, but Waller is so talented, maybe it doesn't matter. Terrible spot. It's a short week. They played 5 quarters. Listen to this, and I am not the trends guy, but some people buy into them. Over the last 3 years, when they've gone from the West Coast to the East Coast, and they're playing in that early time slot, they are 3-8 against the spread.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Same scenario last 3 years, West Coast to East Coast playing early. The rest of the league is 23-5 against the spread. Now, I think the context is that the best teams over the last couple of years play on the West. So it's all that the good, sense. It's a lot of good teams playing.
Chiefs, yes. Niners, right. Yeah, Rams, sure.
Correct. Gruden is bad on short weeks too. That's that's the other thing. So people are looking at that. And against the Steelers defense, is Carr going to be under pressure? Because he is one of the worst in the league. Everyone's poor under pressure for the most part. Everybody's numbers are worse, but Carr's really bad. But he was super impressive on Monday. I'm taking the points. I believe in this Raiders offense. The situation scares me a bit, but it's just 5.5, 6 points against Pittsburgh, who can't move the football. I'm going to take the points, even though Vegas is in a tough spot.
Yeah, and I think part of that is coaching, right? You mentioned Gruden. It's who's buttoned up and who's not. Some of those West coaches are buttoned up, right? Pete Carroll,
Shanahan.
They're always good. Shanahan, McVay, Reed. Yes, these guys are detailed coaches. Is John Gruden detailed? I don't know. I mean, it does worry me. I mean, I understand maybe I think Las Vegas is the better quarterback in this game. Carr's a better quarterback right now than Ben Roethlisberger, which you feel like you're getting points with a better quarterback. You feel good about that. But the bottom line is that matters. Let's jump to another one, West to East, for a 1 o'clock start on Sunday. And this one I mentioned yesterday is one of my favorite plays of the week. I understand that a lot of pros are going to go the other way, but The Rams, and I think this number's moved down, actually. It was 4 yesterday. It's moved to 3.5, which means some money's coming on the Colts. Have you seen that Colts injury report? Has anyone watched Carson Wentz over the last year and a half? I just don't know how. I don't know how the Rams go in there and don't beat the Colts unless there's turnovers or wackiness. The Colts are in trouble. Like, they just look like they're in trouble. And in this game in particular, Darius Leonard's banged up. Still no Fisher upright at left tackle.
Xavier Rhodes.
Big plays were made last week by the Seahawks passing game. You know McVay saw that he's going to try to scheme up big plays for Stafford like they had against the Bears. I love the Rams. I love the Rams to go in and beat the Colts, who their season won't be over at 0-2 because that division's terrible. But yeah, this is a nightmare start to their season.
Joe G, you can
The Colts could also be a little distracted here, too, because Joe G's guy, Carson Wentz, and the Colts are going to be on the first in-season Hard Knock series already started filming. I honestly don't understand why they picked the Colts out of all the teams they could have selected. Not the most riveting for me, but I think because this is an in-season version of it, I'm going to be dialed in. I think it's going to be compelling. I'm excited for it. I love the idea and I can't wait. You can check it out on HBO Max. It airs November 17th.
I know a lot of sharp bettors are on the Colts, and those are the only people betting the Colts. The public all in on the Rams, and that makes sense. Carson Wentz last 4 years, 14-26 against the spread. Home dogs under Reich, like this spot, they're 0-4 against the spread. I find it tough. And that injury report that came out yesterday, we'll find out about the final one today, but it doesn't set up like it's pretty.
No, it's like if anything that could have gone wrong so far with the Colts this summer into the season has gone wrong. And it may be in a 17-game season. There's enough time for them to figure it out. But boy, Seahawks, Rams, that is a very difficult start to the season. And I feel like there's got to be urgency in the West, too. Those teams know it's going to be a dogfight to win that division, like the Rams and the Seahawks and the Niners. I can't imagine many letdown weeks, just considering they realize, hey, we gotta win games. We drop one, we might lose this division. All right, coming up, we got to go through. Joe and Paul have to figure out their 5 picks for the contest for this week. We're going to help them out. Do I have to play devil's advocate again? Because I will.
Yes, we're trying to repeat everything we did last week when we went 5-0.
All right. Yes. Well, listen, I challenge you guys, and you guys came out 5-0 last week. We'll do it again. We'll finalize their picks, our survivor thoughts as well. BetQL Daily presented by FanDuel Sportsbook right here on the BetQL Network.
The biggest game this Sunday is Kansas City versus Baltimore, and FanDuel Sportsbook is about to make it even bigger because FanDuel is giving new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. That means you can end the weekend right by winning $150 on a $5 bet. Look, I can't go away from the best quarterback of pro football. That is where my money always has to be. He is the guy, and I will take the quarterback of Kansas City to win every single time you give me a matchup. I'm going that side. Look, I love same game parlays, and I love taking one here. Maybe the over passing yards, the over with the rush yards for the other quarterback. Just one of the reasons why I love FanDuel. It's easy to use, safe and secure, and those fast payouts are there when you win. Just sign up promo code BETQL this Sunday before the Chiefs take on the Ravens. You can win $150 on a $5 bet. Remember to use promo code BETQL so they know I sent you.
Must be 21 and over and present in Colorado, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. First online real money wager only. Refund issued at non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, and Virginia. In Tennessee, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. In West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net.